Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. Good evening, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, you know, as long as it's interesting to us, of course.
Absolutely. And there is a lot of interesting things since last week. There's so much to talk about tonight. And man, it's going to be a jam-packed episode. We've got a lot to hit, a lot to talk about. But before we start diving into the content, this is a live and interactive broadcast. It is May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Indeed, yes. It is May the 4th. It is 8 p.m., 8:01 here on the Pacific. It's a Wednesday. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Hey, what do you drink? Oh, you just have a normal drink right now.
No, I don't. This is actually 1800 Jose, 1800 pre-made strawberry margarita that they sell in the big jug at Costco. Okay. This is my first time trying it.
All right.
It's strong.
Powerful.
Yeah, it smelled a little sweet as I poured it out, and I was like, oh no, it's going to be one of those that's like, you know,
yeah,
a little too. And no, it is.
It's got a good kick to it.
It's got a nice kick. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, that's what I was going to ask you. Cause like, so yesterday I saw this, new Coke flavor mm-hmm. called, Starlight or something like that. And it says it's space flavor. Okay. If that's what it is, space tastes like butt. Because it was gross. It was probably the grossest soda I've ever had.
Now, I got to ask you, what does butt taste like?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's... I mean, it was not a good soda. Like, it was probably the worst soda I've ever had.
So did it taste like Coke at all?
No, it didn't taste like Coke. It tastes... I mean, there was a little hint of it, but I don't know... It was called Coca-Cola Creations, and whatever else you plan on creating under that label, don't.
So this is live interactive, which means you have the ability to use the chat features, whether you're on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, watching us right now. Use the chat box, type in your thoughts, let us know what you're thinking about, what we're talking about, and we may engage with you. Who knows?
Yeah. And before we jump into everything, how's the new job been treating you?
Good, man. It's interesting. You know, I can't go into too many specifics, just like similar to your new job. There's just things that I can't discuss too much, but I can say as a generality, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. you know, getting to learn a lot of different businesses, and how they operate. And so it's fun. I enjoy it. I'm 4 weeks in. This is, I believe, my fifth week there. And hopefully we get our wings clipped or like, no, not clipped. No. we get our wings let loose soon. I'm antsy. I'm one of those guys when it comes to training. I'm usually pretty quick to pick up on things and get out there and want to kind of hit the ground running. Unfortunately, not everyone is like that. You know, some people like to take their time and take notes and ask questions, and that's fine. I get all of that. That's not me. Just give me the content and let me go. Yeah. So it's definitely interesting. I'm excited to be out of training at some point in the near future and get out there. So
cool.
How about you? You know, you're working some crazy hours now. what's your schedule again? Is it 3:30 a.m. to noon?
Yeah. Yeah. So 3:30 a.m. to noon.
How's that going?
It's cool, man. I've been enjoying myself. You know, there's some people that, you know, come in kind of miserable, but I come in happy, and, you know, so I've been good. In the last week and like of course beginning of this week. So I met Eddie Griffin like last week, and then this week Meta World Peace came through. So AKA Ron Artest.
Yes.
but you know, it literally, his ID says Meta World Peace on it now. So I was just like, okay. But no, like that's been, so I mean, they're the only two like that I've at least been in contact with, but it's been cool. What's up, Tyrus?
Tyrus checking in. Good evening, Tyrus. Hope you're out there doing well. Don't crash your bus.
So I've been enjoying myself. You know, it's been fun.
Good. And speaking of Tyrus is actually going to be making his way up here to the Northern Nevada area here in a couple of months.
Oh, okay.
And, we'll be getting together for the modified Fat and Black episode. So he's coming up. We're going to check out some food. We're going to hit up the Brazilian steakhouse. Nice. And we're going to hit up a breakfast spot. And
which one? Which one do you guys have out there?
Which what?
Brazilian steakhouse place.
I believe it's called Churrasco, if I remember correctly. So it's in the downtown corridor. So we're gonna hit that up, and I'm gonna take him to Shush Boom, of course, to try some beer, and snap, gonna get fatter and blacker. That's right. So, you know, as you continue to lose weight, James, Tyrus is picking it up for you. So don't worry.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Who knows what we'll all look like by the time we get on our cruise next year. So,
yeah, who knows? Who knows?
All right. Let's dive into some content, shall we?
Let's get in there.
All right. First up, let's do some follow up on the NBA playoffs and where we are. So the first round has completely finished, and, You nailed them all.
Yeah,
I believe. Yeah. You nailed them all. I missed one game, one series. So
which was who?
I was going with the Jazz over the Mavericks.
Oh, yeah.
So I I'm okay with that. The Jazz did not do what I thought they could do, and I'm kind of disappointed in them. But the Mavericks deserved the spot to move forward. I think they're going to get stomped by the Suns.
Game one. So right now they're up right now, but who knows how they're still like, that was just two quarters in. So, the Suns, the way they played the Pelicans, I was just like, yo, are you guys for real right now? But they kind of showed out against the Maverick the other night.
I'm kind of disappointed in the Warriors. Based on how they played in the first round, I was expecting them to win both those first games at home.
No, they're away right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I was expecting them to, I didn't expect them to run away with the series, but I thought it would be probably, maybe they give up two games. I thought they would go up 2-0, then maybe give up a game and then win a third. I figured it was gonna be like 4-2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking, yeah. I mean, it's so right now, I mean, it's stupid early. So, I mean, they're up. It's all tied up right now, 1-1. I mean, the Grizzlies, they showed up last night. I mean, Warriors.
The only team that's 2-0 right now are the Heat.
Yeah. The Warriors, I don't know what it was, but the Warriors, like Steph, Clay couldn't get a shot off. Or, I mean, he got shots off, but they were horrible, and like Steph was real sloppy with his passing, so that was, I think, what ended up really hurting the Warriors last night. But and then Draymond getting having to get stitches, and Mitten, or AKA Gary Payton II, he has an elbow injury that happened last night. So yeah, I don't think that really, that didn't help, but it was just kind of a sloppy game last night for the Warriors.
So as we've kind of gotten a sneak peek, two games or so for each series so far, are you still sticking with the Suns to go to the Western Conference Finals?
You know what? I am not. The Suns have not convinced me that they'll make it to the finals.
Okay. What about the Warriors, Grizzlies? Who do you think is going to get to
the I still think the Warriors are going to get to the semifinals. And I'm thinking that the Warriors will end up getting into the finals.
Okay. And I assume, I don't need to ask, but I assume you're still saying Heat all the way.
Oh, yeah.
And still Heat to win the entire thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll see what happens. And so, as the same as last week, going from the elite of a sport, let's talk about the Oakland A's lowest average home attendance.
Yeah, well, yikes.
Yeah, less than 8,000 on average so far this season. Only next closest is the Pirates with, you know, almost double.
Right.
So I was looking at some historical data, and while this is not the worst in MLB, it is the worst in like 30 years.
Well, also look at it this way too. I mean, the A's stadium is garbage, but let the A's, and this is what's going to irritate the heck out of me, is that, I mean, they've started out okay, but they've lost some games and stuff like recently. So I don't know. We'll see how the season really shakes out. But let the A's win the playoffs, and then all these people are going to come out of the woodworks and want to start going to games. And it's like, bruh, you guys weren't here in the bad times. Don't start showing up all of a sudden because, you know, oh, nah, that's probably also has something to do with it, too.
Tyra says that the fans are protesting. The owners and management are doing some real dirt. I think there is some truth there that the fans are kind of trying to hold the MLB and A's ownership accountable. You know, if you want to move the team, move the team. Don't keep playing games. And they should have moved the team a long time ago. They've had the opportunity to move for well over a decade now. I don't know why they keep dinking around. Just the
main thing is, and that's that. And then just start pay your people, bro. Like, pay your players. There's no reason we should. The A's are literally like the training ground for the MLB. We get them, we train them, we get them good, and then we ship them off someplace else. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened for years. I mean, pretty much after 89, it's just kind of been, they had some decent years, you know, and then, you know, when we'd almost get into the playoffs, or we'd get into the playoffs and get knocked out early. And
you remember that they went to the World Series in 90 as well, right?
No, I don't remember that.
Yes, they went in 88, 90, and 90, 88, 89, and 90. They only won in 89.
Oh. Well, that's the only one that really matters, running the whole thing.
Anyways, I don't disagree with your sentiment that if the A's continue to play well, which they have been playing well so far this year, yeah, even with a depleted team with no real star power anymore, they're still playing well. I believe they're second to only the Angels. So I did see something that someone posted today. It was an article from ESPN that said, for the first time in history, the first place teams in the AL and NL are based out of New York and Los Angeles. And I was like, no, they're not. You could say that New York, sure, the Mets and the Yankees, but the Angels are not in LA. They can call themselves whatever they want. They are the Anaheim Angels, They are not the Los Angeles Angels.
They're, I guess, Los Angeles adjacent.
I don't know. It frustrates me just as much as calling them the San Francisco 49ers. They are not.
It's just the name. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to, I mean, Santa Clara 49ers doesn't sound good at all.
Call them the San Francisco Bay Area 49ers. That would be more acceptable because that's true.
Yeah, I guess.
You could still keep all your logos the same, SF, all of that stuff. That's fine. But call them what they are.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But like, all I'm saying is that, yeah. I mean, that's the main thing. I think that the A's need to really just start paying their people. And you know, we could actually have something decent going on.
Yeah. I agree. So talking about bad management. Let's talk about bad audience participation.
Yo, what?
Dave Chappelle performing at the Netflix comedy show 2 days ago now, I guess.
Yeah, at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, was attacked and assaulted by a gentleman wielding a... well, I guess I shouldn't say wielding. That's kind of...
I guess they found it on him. I don't know if he actually used it.
Yes. This is a gun, quote unquote. Replica. It's really a knife.
Yeah.
And evidently, if you pull the trigger, the knife springs out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is one of those novelty things you can buy, not in California, but you can buy, you know, in Nevada or other adjacent states. And again, James, maybe you could speak of this a little bit. Black on black crime. This was a black man attacking a black man.
I didn't know he was black. All I knew was like I saw the article. I saw what you posted, and then I saw like the I saw a video of the aftermath, like with every like security getting on him. But yeah, no, I mean, I man. It's crazy. Actually, you know what is funny though is that Chris Rock was in the audience, and I don't know if you saw it, but he kind of jumped up on stage to help Dave, and he was like, "Yo, was that Will Smith?"
And wait, did that really happen? Or
there's a video of it where he literally goes, "Was that Will Smith?" And I was like, "Yo, that's hilarious."
So I guess that's the new thing is Will Smith just goes around assaulting any comedian anywhere.
So, yeah. You know, of course it wasn't actually Will Smith.
I'm sure we're going to get an SNL sketch.
Probably. But no, definitely like, you know, but Dave Chappelle's fine. He wasn't really hurt by it or anything like that. It was just kind of a random attack. So
nothing's random, man. I'm sure we'll find out more. Tyrus says yes, that the guy is a nobody rapper with a song called Dave Chappelle. So
no, well, that's I don't know. All I saw was that he had been attacked and he was fine, and that the guy was arrested and he had like $30,000. He was in $30,000 bail or whatever. So, you know, whatever.
All right. Let's talk about some happier things. Following up on a story we reported here not that long ago, breaking ground this week, Cotino, a story living by Disney community in Southern California, just a few miles away from where Walt was living while Disneyland was being built. I don't know if you read the story of the groundbreaking or anything, but it's kind of cool that this is happening and moving forward. And I'm excited to potentially see what this will mean long term for nationwide community building by Disney. You know, as long as between now and them expanding into other states, as long as they fire their current president, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that guy is a piece of work, but
Bob Chapek.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of Disney, they also this last week announced a new video game.
Yeah.
And you know how much I loves me some video games. Did you watch this trailer for Dreamlight Valley?
Yeah, I'm still kind of confused.
So did you play, do you remember, and I know you did, Disneyland? It was a game made in partnership with Microsoft, where it was primarily originally played through the Kinect, where you could do different maneuvers and stuff, and you were in Disneyland.
You know I played that game.
So you recall, Tyrus, have a good one. Thanks for checking in.
Take care.
So this game looks very much in that style, that you're going to be an avatar that you'll create, right, that likely will look like yourself, and you're going to be roaming through this land, interacting with characters from different films and everything. So I think it's probably a play on that game.
Well, because everything seemed, it's like, you know, like there's, you know, everything has been, you know, I guess villains and heroes are living together. And it's, you know, we got the mixture of Pixar and Disney and all that kind of stuff going on. But then something's encroaching in. And so that's what you have to stop. Or I'm.
Yeah, I agree that they haven't given enough yet. But the game looks clean.
No, oh, it looks it. Yeah, no, like the look of it is very it's very Disney. It's very Disney in the look. And so, you know, overall, I'm interested to see what more kind of develops from here, because I mean, that's just kind of the first. Was that a teaser or was that an actual trailer?
I believe it was a bit of a teaser trailer. You know, because it was, teasers are usually 30 seconds. This thing was about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So I think it gave a little bit more than just a tease, but right, you know, and just in this image, we can see so much going on, right? We can see from different films, we can see Stitch, Scar, Mickey, yep,
Buzz Lightyear up on the roof,
Elsa, Belle,
the
Wally.
Yeah, the tower from Tangled. You got
Shea Remy from Ratatouille. You've got, yeah. Is that the house from Up?
I believe I want to say it is.
Yeah, kind of looks like it.
You've
got Rapunzel's tower. Yeah, there's just,
Is that the Beast Castle in the back, or is that Snow, like Cinderella's castle, something in the background, but whatever it is. But no, there is a lot going on in just this poster. So I'm really interested to see. It kind of reminded me, it was also kind of Sim-esque, which I love some Sims, so
yeah, I'm not sure necessarily what you mean in that regard.
It seemed like there was like it looked like there was some building that could happen and things like that. So,
all right, coming out just today, the season finale, episode 6 of Moon Knight.
Yep.
Did you watch it?
Of course I did.
So because it just came out today, I don't want to say too much, but without giving away content, what did you think?
Oh, actually, like I was kind of, so when it ended, I was a little surprised, because I was like, normally it drops down to like the smaller screen and like the Eternals thing pops up because you watch Moon Knight or whatever. That didn't happen. And so I was like, oh, there has to be an end scene here. And most certainly there was an end scene. So
yeah,
it was short. It was really short. It felt short. Like it felt short and rushed.
Yeah, I felt like episodes 4 and 5 were so good that this almost felt a little bit like a letdown.
I can understand that. I enjoyed the episode, but when it was over, I was like, I felt really rushed.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that episode should have been expanded. you know, don't get me wrong. One of the things that I think some of the series have done, such as Falcon and Winter Soldier, have had an entire episode feel like it's an entire fight scene, where basically the entire episode is nothing but a fight scene. And Hawkeye did that too. I'm not saying I needed that. I think that that's too much, but I do feel like there's a lot more they could have done to expand on this character. And I don't know if they're going to do a season two of Moon Knight or if they're just going to transition it into the movies now or something else.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious to see where that goes, but I do feel like there's a lot more still here to tell.
Yeah. Because after I have this Marvel book that talks about all the heroes and stuff like that. And so as soon as that episode was over, I was like, okay, now let me go look at, you know, let me go look at who Moon Knight is. And yes, they have it correct, but some of the nuances, I guess maybe just the difference between the comic book, like you know, like the alter ego situation was like Stephen Grant was like a billionaire or whatever. So they definitely played it a little bit different. And I enjoyed the way they actually ended up, you know, playing it. I think episode 5, that was kind of really interesting to see, like, how this persona kind of came about. And so, yeah, I mean, I think the way that it ended wasn't great, but for what it needed to do, I guess it's fine.
Fair enough. So we'll talk about it a little bit more in depth probably next week.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil for anyone that hasn't had the chance to watch it yet today.
Right. That's
yeah. And so Walt Disney Studios did come out with some graphics last week. There was a big con. I can't even remember where it was. We got our dam checking in. Brian, how are you?
Sup?
And they released this image. Somebody was able to snap a photo of it. These are the upcoming films through, I don't think that's all of 2023, but just really quickly, in the order they appear to be potentially timeline. I think
this
timeline.
Is the big names. This might be the big name stuff.
Well, I know for a fact this doesn't include like straight to Disney Plus releases or Hulu right. movies. These are mainstream that are going to go into the theaters.
Right.
And I don't even know what all of these are. Maybe you do. I don't want to deep dive into any of these right now. It's just I'm going to call them out. So we've got, of course, coming out tomorrow, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Mm-hmm. Coming soon, we've got the Bob's Burgers movie. Lightyear,
right?
Thor, Love and Thunder,
The
Banshees of Inisherin. I don't know what that is.
That's probably some Irish folklore type film. When I first saw it, I was like, "What is this? Some kind of play on whatchamacallit? Whatever that movie was called with the Merida."
Don't know. No clue.
I can't remember the name of the movie right now.
Looks like we're going to get a re-release of Avatar. So I'm sure it's going to keep solidifying its number one spot as the highest grossing film of all time. Amsterdam. No clue what that is.
No. Oh, Brave. Thank you, Brian.
Yes. Thank you, Brian. Wakanda Forever.
Yep.
Strange World. No clue what that is. I'm guessing it's going to be a cartoon for kids. But I honestly don't know. The Menu, again, haven't heard of it. No clue. Then, of course, we've got Avatar, The Way of Water. Not going to go into that yet. Then we've got The Marvels.
Yeah.
A new Haunted Mansion film.
Hey, listen, if it's anything, well, I enjoyed The Muppets Haunted Mansion, but I'm really interested to see what they do with this one due to the fact that the last Haunted Mansion was
a bust.
It was a bust, but when I finally saw it, I was like, oh, it wasn't that horrible.
Yes, it was. They need to have Eddie Murphy as a ghost in the house. That's all I can say. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah.
Live action Little Mermaid.
Right.
Indiana Jones 5. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Yep.
So these aren't necessarily in a timeline order, because we've also heard that possibly some of these films have switched time slots, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see. I'm definitely interested to look into a couple of these films, Banshees, Amsterdam, The Menu, Strange World, because I have not heard of any of these. So
yeah.
Following up on one of these, we did get the official logo for Avatar: The Way of Water.
Just
what do you think?
Just call it Avatar 2. The Way of Water sounds ridiculous, but I mean, I know it's all underwater and stuff like that, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the title, I guess.
So, do you think Disneyland, they're going to repurpose the submarine ride, make it a Avatar ride, no longer Nemo?
Maybe at Disney World, because that's where they have Pandora.
Sure, but they don't already have a submarine ride there.
Right, they have it at the Magic Kingdom. Wait, do they have it at the Magic Kingdom?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
There is no submarine ride at the Magic Kingdom.
There isn't?
No. There is a Nemo ride at Epcot.
Oh, that's right. There's a Nemo ride, but it doesn't have any. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Okay, never mind. Cancel that. I'm tripping. But yeah, no, I think they have. I mean, they could very well repurpose, but they just, well, how long ago did they purpose it to Nemo?
It's been over a decade. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been.
Yeah, I don't see them doing it.
Last time we were there, it was down too. So
yeah, so I don't think they'll really do it, but.
Yeah, no, I doubt it, but you know, they could have something. They could add something to Animal Kingdom for it. I don't know, but Pandora's really nice at Disney World. Like, that whole area is really nice, but yeah, I mean, they got a lot of room. I guess not a lot of room, but they got room to expand it if they want to.
We got a full trailer.
Yes.
For Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. It's not a reboot, it's a comeback.
Yeah, no. And I need to know if Monterey Jack, Zipper, and Gadget are in this film, because if they're not, it's not really Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. Sorry.
I mean, in the trailer, we see all of them briefly.
Yeah.
So I don't know to what extent.
Yeah, because if they're going to be doing a whole thing, those are integral parts. Those were integral characters in the show. So,
yeah, I will say, I believe it was Brian made a comment when I posted the trailer, in line with, you know, how is this the successor of Roger Rabbit, basically, and I get what he means there, because it very much feels like,
yeah, like a Roger. Toons and people are living, yeah, in the same world. Yeah, like cars. There's
references to everything. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Pink Panther. I mean, there's references to pretty much everything. And so in that regard, it's definitely, I am interested to see where it goes. And this is a Disney Plus exclusive. So, you know, I guess we'll see. It's rated PG. Which I was surprised, considering you've got guys like John Mulaney and Andy Samberg, so voicing Chip and Dale.
Yeah, that I'm not gonna lie, that threw me a little bit when I was watching the trailer. When I first saw the teaser, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. What's going on, Steven? Because the thing is that I'm so used to Chip and Dale having kind of the specific voices that they had, you know, in the old cartoons, and then Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. So having, you know, John Mulaney and Andy Samberg, it was kind of like, yikes. But after watching the full trailer, I was like, okay, I can rock with it. We'll see how it works.
Fair enough. We got a trailer today.
Yes.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
What'd you think?
I can pretty much speak for both of us that we were already excited about this show, but for me, this trailer made it so much more like I need to see this.
Yeah, the 27th can't come soon enough, man. Especially the end of this trailer.
And we're only getting two. We're getting two off the bat. And I'm like, I don't know. But
especially with the end of the trailer, seeing Vader or, you know, hearing the man, I really want to see this. So
I'm excited. I mean, and the fact that they have Ewan McGregor back. They have Hayden Christensen's back in the suit, and so I mean, it looked. What I was excited about too is that some of the characters, they look like, you know, you got like Inquisitors and all that kind of stuff, and it looks straight out of you know, the old you know, like the whatchamacallit, the Clone Wars series, looks like some of those from Rebels and things like that. So I'm really excited because they're starting to bring that animated stuff, they're pulling it and making it real. Like when they made what's his face in Book of Boba Fett. You know what I'm talking about? The blue dude with the assassin, the bounty hunter guy.
Hondo? No, not Hondo.
No, they haven't made Hondo yet.
Well, they've kind of made a live action Hondo at Disneyland.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about the blue guy, with the hat.
Yes, I know who you're talking about, and you made me draw a blank right this moment.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But like he has never been seen, like again, he was never seen in anything besides Clone Wars, and then they made him, he was real. You know, they made him
Cad Bane,
yes, exactly. And they made him real, which was like, yo, that is awesome. Yes, I like this. So like the fact that they're starting to pull these characters out and put them into these live action shows, I'm really excited about.
Thank you, Jimmy and Brian, for calling out Cad Bane. I think I beat you to it. Brian rightfully says that Kenobi seems budget-wise like it's the next Star Wars tentpole film, and I think probably watching this we'll be able to piece all of the episodes together and make a movie out of it. I'm fully expecting that, and also dropped today, an official trailer for Disney Gallery, Star Wars Book of Boba Fett. This is where they kind of do the behind the scenes, if you will.
This is already playing. By the way.
What do you mean
it's already on Disney Plus?
Did it drop today?
All I know is
this trailer just dropped today.
Yeah, and it said, I think at the end of the trailer it says now streaming or something like that. Because I looked, because I was on Disney Plus this morning watching the first episode of or the last episode of Moon Knight, and I saw that on the screen. It said new, so it was, and it was the gallery.
So it must have dropped today as well. So,
yeah,
you know, that's the one thing I do like about Disney Plus and Disney and all of their involvement and ownership is that they do show favor to the fans. You know, with May the 4th dropping content and. So I appreciate that.
No, I was like, that's pretty cool. I didn't even, like, when I saw it, I was like, what? But, yeah, no, it's cool.
We got a full trailer for the Pentaverate. Did you see this new trailer?
No, I didn't watch this new trailer. I was kind of just going off for the first one, so I'm thinking it's just going to kind of be a Michael Myers kind of kooky film.
He is playing a ridiculous amount of characters in this.
I mean, even in that teaser trailer, he was playing a ridiculous amount of characters, and it looks like he got a lot of, and it said like a lot, and a lot of his friends, you know, are in it as well. But yeah.
Yeah. The trailer didn't do much to sell me on wanting to like pay for Netflix to watch it. Yeah. You know, if I'm a person that already has Netflix for other reasons, then okay, yeah, I'm going to watch it. But yeah, it, the basic premise is there's a secret society cult, kind of like the Masons or the Illuminati, that are out there running society. And this guy's a reporter and going to try and break in to, you know, expose what they are.
Yeah. And the group is called the Pit de Verate, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Another trailer for a film I'm actually interested in. Weird. Yes. The Al Yankovic Story.
Yes, I am also interested in seeing that. I'm just kind of confused. Is this only on Roku's or how's it said Roku channel? I have never heard of this before.
So my understanding is that it's going to be released in theaters, but it will be released on Roku, whatever, as well. If you have that, it's a pay for service and you'll get access to it at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So
wait, no, I'm a fan of Weird Al. You know.
Now, did you know that many years ago, Funny or Die made a short where it basically was Weird, the Al Yankovic Story. It was literally a short on, and that's how this film came into being. Because.
Oh, I didn't know about that. No, that's kind of funny because that's kind of the same way that Bel Air ended up happening. It was like this they made this trailer about for Bel Air and they saw it and were like, yes, let's make this. And so I guess kind of the same thing happened. And yes, Steven, that is Harry Potter playing Al.
So you watched the trailer? What did you think?
Oh, I mean, it didn't give a whole lot, but I'm interested to see kind of, you know, his backstory kind of, you know, because I've seen like his other, like the Weird Al show that he had and stuff like that on Saturday mornings and things like that. And I've seen like pretty much all his music videos, but knowing kind of the background story of him, I've never heard before. So
yeah,
I'd be interested to see that.
Yeah, that's something I'm definitely wanting to watch. And this next one, I know for a fact, it's something that you're really excited for. So I'll let you take the driver's seat for a minute.
Yes! Jurassic World Dominion, the last in the Jurassic era. Man, I'm so excited for this film. I can't even tell you right now.
New trailer dropped.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited for this film right now. Just like, and like, I think I read this article, Chris Pratt, literally, he's going on a worldwide mission with this film. Like it almost seems like impossible that he's got to do all this stuff. But now it kind of looks like it's trying to get Blue's baby back. There's a
Blue wants its baby back, baby back, baby back. Blue
yeah.
Wants her baby back, baby back.
So
baby back.
Apparently these guys kidnap the baby raptor they just picked the wrong mama to pick to mess with. So but this is kind of a worldwide thing. So these dinosaurs have been as we saw at the end of Fallen Kingdom, they've been released out into the world, it's basically all the things that we feared are now coming. Wow. Yes, some might say it's a Jurassic worldwide mission.
Worldwide?
Pretty much like all the kind of fears that they had, especially after the T-Rex ran rampant in San Diego, two, you know, that whole thing was kind of traumatic, and now there's all these dinosaurs are just kind of roaming free. It's not really the herbivores that you got to worry about. It's pretty much the carnivores that are going to be kind of the bigger issue. Yes, the herbivores are probably going to be some sort of issue, but it looks like, you know, they've kind of just started running with horses. Like there was a whole herd running with horses and stuff like that. And the ranchers were kind of guiding them and stuff like that. So I'm just like, there's so much that is in this film already that I'm just like, I cannot and wait.
You neglected to mention that all of the alive original cast from the first Jurassic Park are in this film.
Well, I mean, the main, the adults are back. That was one of the things that, like, I was like, I was going to see it already. But then when I heard that they were actually coming back, I was like, oh, yes, this will be awesome. Because, you know, Jeff Goldblum did two. And then Laura Dern and Sam Neill did, well, she had a smaller part in three. But yeah, no, I'm just excited that they've brought everybody back. I just wish, you know what would actually really round it out for me right now is if
Samuel L. Jackson.
No, I mean, he was already dead, but if Tim and Lex actually had showed up in this film. So that would kind of really just round it out for me. But
and they very well might.
They still very well could, but I would that would be like the real like linchpin to really tie everything together. Cause I really like those two characters, and we saw them briefly in Lost World. And then they both kind of disappeared. from acting and stuff. So,
well, shifting from Jurassic World, let's shift over to the Epcot Park at Disney World. we posted a trailer for the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which opens, and the ride looks amazing.
Yeah, it's already opened, so.
Yeah, the it is a roller coaster that the car units maneuver based on what's going on. So it's like combining a dark ride with a roller coaster.
Oh, I didn't realize it was like that. That's cool.
Oh, yes. If you haven't seen any of the videos on the ride mechanics, you should. It is absolutely interesting.
And it looked like, and so like, am I the, it only looks like really Rocket and Groot are in this ride. It looked like, cause from the trailer that I've seen in this trailer, I think it was in this trailer, like Star-Lord's like dead asleep.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched, part of me wants to go on YouTube. I'm sure somebody's got video of the ride, but the other part of me is like,
I don't want
to
see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of want to do it.
Yeah, that's where the challenge lies, right?
Yeah, really.
All right. The last pre-stocked for tonight, coming out tomorrow. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I am going to see this film tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Pacific. I have my tickets. I have my seat ready. I am stoked to see this.
I see there's like some 3D options, but I'm sure I'm like, I don't know if this is kind of, I mean, I guess this would kind of be one of those films where 3D might really be interesting to see. So I'm debating whether to pay a little bit more and see it in 3D. But yeah, I'm going to end up I'm probably going to go see this Friday afternoon after I get off of work.
Yeah, Jimmy says too many sorcerers, and he's not wrong. There are, from my understanding, at least six variants of Strange.
But the thing, and that's, I guess that's where I was kind of hearing that makes me a little disappointed, because I thought we were going to deal with the one that had absorbed all the powers from What If.
Why can't that be one of them? I don't understand.
No, I'm just saying, like, for six different variants, I mean, I think that kind of be the one, but I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I watched some of the red carpet, I think it was on over the weekend, maybe. Honestly, all the days are blurring together right now. I was watching some of that and seen some of the folks, you know, in the filmmakers all try to very cautiously avoid saying something that they shouldn't say.
Yeah. That's the hard part, especially with a film like this, is that there's probably so much going on and I can't tell you anything.
Yeah. I mean, I do got to say I'm a little, not disappointed, but I do feel like some of the trailers have already spoiled some of the things, right? You know, we had the trailer where, back during the Super Bowl, where you heard Patrick Stewart's voice.
Yeah.
You had a trailer recently where, Mordo says the Illuminati will now see you.
Yeah, that was, we had all kind of assumed it, and maybe I don't know why they just threw that in there. I think they could have maybe held on to that, but
well, and more, to throw it out there. More recently, in just the last couple of days, we had another trailer where it's kind of that same setup, the Illuminati will now see you, and then we see a shield go flying by Doctor Strange with the Captain Britain image on it. So
with the British flag on there. Yeah. So
yeah. Not to say that it's necessarily Peggy Carter's Captain Britain, could be a different one. In the comic book world, Captain Britain has been a male as well. So
it'd be pretty dope if it was Peggy Carter's, but yeah, we don't know. There's a lot going on. And then, you know, we also have America with whatever, America Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of made a brief appearance in one of the early trailers. The twins from WandaVision they kind of just got dropped in there. So we'll see how that all plays in. There's a lot going on in this film, and I cannot wait.
So my plan fully will be that as soon as I get out of the film tomorrow night, I'll be calling you to tell you everything that happens.
Well, it looks like I won't be answering your phone calls tomorrow.
Oh, there will be voicemails. There will be text messages. There will be blood.
All right. Well, like I said, most likely I'll end up seeing it on Friday afternoon. So
that's a long ways away, my friend. I don't know how you're going to continue to be able to avoid spoilers.
Because anytime anything comes up about it, I don't watch it whatsoever. I don't watch it. I don't read it. I don't. Anything that involves spoilers, I don't read.
Fair enough. Well, really briefly, since we do have some time here on the back end, I did want to spend just a couple minutes doing a little bit of a pitch for our upcoming cruise, which is now less than a year away. I'm sure this is where Brian is going to check out because he's tired of the infomercial on the cruise. So, you know, because this is something we're doing and something that we'd like for you to do with us.
I think Brian should be coming on this, except apparently the girlfriend wants to go someplace else. So
yes. So right now on the NCL webpage, which is Norwegian Cruise Line, they are offering 35% off on all cruises. And as part of that package, you get a free open bar, free specialty dining, free excursions, free Wi-Fi, free extra guests. So if you've got more than two in a room, they're cruising for free. If you've got kids, they're cruising for free. Now, of course, you do have to pay the taxes and all that kind of stuff. So it's not 100% free, but it's really great pricing. Yeah. And right now they're offering free airfare for a second guest. So for you, for example, you're flying with your brother. I assume he's free, so you guys are going to split that cost, right?
Yeah.
So that's one of the cool things. And this cruise, it is a 7-day cruise on the Norwegian Bliss, going out of Seattle, cruising around Alaska. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, James, what kind of room do you have right now?
I actually was able to upgrade to a balcony room and pretty much pay the same price that I was going to be paying for a regular room.
I'm sorry. So you are paying the same price for a balcony room as you were for your inside room previously.
It wasn't inside. It was a window. What you call it? Like a ocean view room. But now, instead of just being being able to see the ocean, I will actually be able to sit on a balcony and see the ocean.
Yes. So right now, the prices are pretty sweet. These are, of course, per person. Inside room, $599. Ocean view, $999. A balcony, which is what you've got, $1,199 per person. A spa suite. So these are kind of nice. They're nice rooms. They've got a big jacuzzi tub in the middle of the room. But this also includes a spa pass to the thermal spa on board. That's $1,399 per person. Club balcony suite. Those are the suites are a little bit nicer. Those are $1,349 per person. And of course, the Haven right now, the low end Haven is at $3,509 per person, which is crazy low because I believe the lowest the Haven was when we first booked was like $4,200. So that's dropped by $700.
Yeah.
So there is some really good pricing right now. If you are at all interested in joining us on this cruise next year, April 15th through the 22nd, please send us a message, hit us up on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, whatever. We'll get you the link to the Facebook group. It is a private group where we are organizing this cruise. There's huge discounts. Depending on what kind of room you pick, you could get an additional 10% off. You're guaranteed to get $100 of onboard ship credit. There will be additional perks and benefits that will come as we get closer to around December once everyone is fully booked. But yeah, man, we're at almost, last I looked, we were just shy of 50 folks on this cruise so far. And nice. Yeah, we're just shy of 20 rooms booked. So
nice. This is exciting.
Yeah.
This is really exciting.
So, James, you got anything else you want to talk about to round us out?
No, man. I think I'm pretty much good. This might be the shortest episode we've had in a while.
Well, we did run a couple minutes short a couple weeks ago for the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Oh, that's right. We did. Yeah. It was okay. Yeah. I mean, but. And
real quick, what is WWE doing? Why are they pulling characters from NXT and then changing their names?
What? So, folks, for those of you that don't follow wrestling, they're in wrestling. Generally, once you establish a character, you kind of try to keep that character. In recent weeks and months, Vince McMahon, who's just starting to really become an old senile man, he is taking established characters, established in wrestlers, and bringing them up to the big leagues, if you will. They've been in the minors, and just completely changing their name. And he's been changing names on characters that have been established already in the big leagues, if you will. And then changes their name. So
right. So like, just recently, Austin Theory just became Theory. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they moved. What was it? No, I can't. Now I'm gonna totally forget her name. But she was on NXT with a different last name, and then he just Raquel Gonzalez. Okay, that was her name on NXT. She moved over to Raw, and I thought I was losing my mind until I saw it. And it said her name now on Raw is Raquel Rodriguez. Like, what? Gonzalez to Rodriguez? I mean, that makes zero sense. Like,
McMahon in his old senile state is probably confusing major Hispanic last names just as he would with white last names, Smith and Johnson. So
I just like it's so I'm like, and then like they took Pete Dunne, who he was on NXT UK, he was on NXT, and then all of a sudden they made him
Butch.
Like, what? I literally thought I was crazy because I was like, that looks like Pete Dunne, and then they were like, this is Butch. Like, what?
And even one of the commentators, Pat McAfee, accidentally called him Pete Dunne.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, and it was just like,
why would you just not leave, just leave his name the way you had it? Like, you change, like, drop the Pete Dunne and just call him Pete or something like that, instead of
start calling him Bearcat.
Oh yeah, that irritated the heck out of me too, with when Keith Lee came back and now he's over on AEW. But anyways, that's beside the point. That's something that was kind of put, like, I was like, wait, what is going on right now? Why are they taking these characters, bringing them over? They were cutting off last names for a while there, and now they're just I don't know. I was just really confused by that.
I could not tell you, friend. I'm just kind of along for the ride these days. Because once in a while something awesome happens, like Cody Rhodes returning.
the American Nightmare.
Yeah. Otherwise it's hard to stomach WWE these days. There is not much that I really enjoy. They took an awesome match of unifying the tag team titles, and then, you know, the week, a week before the match is supposed to happen. Oh no, we're not going to do that anymore. Like,
why would you built it up? You built it up. Now it's going to be a triple threat with nothing on the line, or a six-man tag with nothing on the line.
Yeah.
So I think the only reason I think they ended up doing that is because I don't think they had anybody to face Roman Reigns. I think that's really what it boiled down to. So I mean, maybe we'll get it. Maybe we'll get, I mean, I think it's probably going to lose steam by the time, just leave the belts the way they are. No need to, I mean, unifying them or whatever, but I don't know. I almost think both shows need each set of titles, but what do I know? Anyways, yeah.
Well, until the last 2.5 minutes or so, it was real and it was fun, but you made it not real fun.
Yeah, it was just something that's kind of been bugging me the past couple, you know, past little while. So just thought I'd bring it up. Anyways.
Fair enough. I keep telling you, we need to do a separate show just on wrestling. You let me know when you want to start that one.
All right. We'll talk about it. All right, guys. Well, we will see you same bat time, same bat channel next week.